Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf Beis. Gittin Chaf Beis. We left off actually at the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Zak the Mishnah. Ein kaisin mechubel gaga. One cannot. We don't want to get on something that's attached to the ground. Kasvim mechubel. So you're not supposed to write a get on. You're writing get. Let's say on a leaf, whatever it may be, on something that was as long as it's still attached to the ground. You don't write the get. Says the Mishnah. Kasvim mechubel. If you wrote the get on that which is attached. Tell Shev Chaspa Menaslan, he then detaches it, signs it, and gives it to the wife. Kasher, it's kasher. The Marmari is going to ask. You start off saying you don't write again, that was just attached to the ground. And then you tell me, if you did it, it's kasher. What's going on over here? How do we interpret the Mishnah? It seems to be a steer one line to the next. Rabbi the Paisel, Rabbi the says, indeed it's puzzle. If you write the get on that which is attached to the ground, and then you detach it and sign it, once it's written on that which is attached to the ground, it's puzzle. Ashe ksivas vechasamas betalish. Has to be even the ksivas get is already. Betalish. It's not good enough just that the chesiv is betalish. Even the chesiv has to be, well, it's already detached. Rehudim Maseir says, you cannot write a get on a paper that has been erased, nor on a parchment that's diftera is like unfinished. It's unfinished parchment. Why are these things no good? Because these are both parchments that are able to be mezuyah. If you can forge them, take out, let's say, be a tenai in the get, and you can take it out and switch it because it's easily forgeable, these papers, therefore they cannot be. Forget the chamachshirin, and the chamim are machshir the get. The must explain what's the pshat, why the chamim machshir get, where seemingly the get can be forged. Why would the chamim be machshir such a get? Okay. Says the Gemara. Kasva mechubber, we're saying a get that's written on mechubber. But the Evid was saying it's kasher. Well, actually, I just jumped the discussion of the Shainim. The Mishnah says, if you wrote the get of Mechubar, then it's kasher. V'amid Reisha, but the first line of the Mishnah was, we're Chafafam Beis, just started the Gemara. V'amid, you said the Reisha, ain't kaisvah. You start saying you can't write, and then you say, if you wrote it, it's kasher. So some of the Shainim ask, what I just mentioned by mistake, that what do you mean? Why don't we say simple terrors? And the Mishnah was saying, l'chatchila, don't write on that which is attached to the ground. But the Evid, if you did, it's kasher. Why don't we say that? So the Shainim addressed the question, the famous Ritva says in a few places, the Ran addressed it over here, and says that on the Raises, we don't have L'chatchila B'dievin. So the Gemara is assuming this din of not writing on Mechubal Karka is a deraisa to get in, and therefore the Gemara is assuming that if it's deraisa, it wouldn't make sense to say you can't do it, but if you did it, it's kasher, if it's deraisa to get in. Now you could say, Hagufa, let's go for the Chiddush, the Mishnah, that's Drabanan. Even so, the simple answer is the Mishnah doesn't write in those terms. The Mishnah should say that in Kasfu, then it's kasher. But the mashmais the Mishnah was that the first line of the Mishnah is saying that you can't write on mechubber, and then the second line, the end of the first line, but the second clause of the Mishnah seems to be that when you write a mechubber, it's okay without giving off a clear mashmais that it is b'dievet. So the Mar is bothered, why don't we clearly state the fact it's b'dievet? The Mar ultimately is going to answer that it is really a gzeir d'rabbanan. Ultimately, the Mar is going to say that me'ikar adin, it was kasher, and it's really gzeir d'rabbanan. Let's see. But the Mar is going to have amhalach both according to Rabbi Eliezer and amhalach according to Rabbi Meir. What does it mean, Rabbi Eliezer? Let's give a quick akdama, a quick chazara. We know Rabbi Meir holds that what makes the get? Ede chasima karti. Ede chasima make the get. Rabbi Eliezer holds ede ksiva karti. It's the ede, it's the, Eide Mesira Karti. It's the Eide Mesira that makes the get. Again, Ramirez says the Eide Chasima, the Eide Mesira on the get make the get. Rabbah says it's the Eide Mesira that see the get being given over makes the get. We know that that relates to another fundamental machlekes by Kittin. The Pasuk says, V'kasav la widarshin, a get should be written la lishma. The get is written lishma. What does that mean, that's written lishma? According to Ramirez, that's Eide Chasima that make the get. It's the Chasima that has to be lishma. The ksiva doesn't matter. The ksiva from top to bottom of the get doesn't matter as long as they eat them sign the shema, that's fine. Whereas according to, and huadin, not just the shema, whatever other kapetus we have on the ksiva's get apply to the chasima, not to the ksiva. So our din of mechusar, we had it really in yesterday's daf already, this idea earlier on this page, this idea that you can't have the kasav, the katsats v'nasan, you can't have ksiva then ktsitsa then asina, according to our mayor, that would only apply to the chasima. You can't have that. You have the signatures, then you have to cut it, then you give it. It has to be that it's cut at least b'shas the chasima. But the regular writing of the rest of the get wouldn't be makiv to be l'shema according to Meir or to be detached according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that's edim mesir karti. So the v'kasa of la is not going on the edim. It must be going on the get itself. The get has to be written l'shema, and the get would have to be written already on something which is detached. So the Mar is going to explain the Mishnah both according to Shishis Rabbi Eliezer and according to Shishis Rabbi Meir. Let's see. Amar Yudah Mishmol, V'hushashiyah Makar Matarif. Yudah Mishmol explains, this then the second line of the Mishnah, the second psak was, that if you write it, the get, when it's Mechubal Karka, it's kosher, is dafka when what? the get was missing the teref. So the teifis, the general standard verbiage of the get was already written. But the specifics, the shame isha, shame ish, shame isha, shame irai, shame ira, name of the city, name of the people involved in the get, that was left out. And that was written after it already was detached. Chenam Rulazar Rabashaya, Hushi Makamatarf, talking dafkwini, Makamatarf was left out. Chenam Rachan Amarechanan, Hushi Makamatarf. So this answer is given by a lot of the Amaram that we're talking about in the Mishnah when we say that it's okay to write the get while still in Mechubar, is only referring to when you're writing the taifis of the get, but not the Torah of the get, not the specific part of the get. For Ablazi, now we still didn't explain the answer fully. We kind of spoke out already, but the Mara didn't explain it fully. It says the Mara, for Ablazi, and we're going, this town of our Mishnah is Chitas Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, Tamarit Misirkai, they hold the get becomes. The get is chal via the edim who are present at the time of the delivery of the get. Vachikamar. And now here's how I read the Mishnah. Ein kais v'teifis. You're not allowed to write the teifis of a get, even though teifis is fine. Batsim, whether it's mechubar or not, the teifis is not the part that makes the get. But you don't write it when it's attached. Why? Shem yich l'tarif, because maybe you make up to write the tarif when it's attached, and that's problematic. However, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Second line of the Mishnah is, kasvei the teifis, if you wrote the teifis while it's still attached, however, v'tol shay, kasvei the teref and asnulay, he then detached it, wrote the teref, and gave it to her, so the teref was written when it already was attached. So even though chetchila, you don't write the teref, even the teifis when it's attached, but yeah, if the teifis was written when it's attached, it's okay, as long as it was detached for the teref. Says the Gemara, or really quoting the Mishnah, kasher, in that case it's kasher, because the whole thing was a gezeira onto writing the teref, well, it's still attached. That's all. Answer number one, they're going back to the answer. Answer number two, explanation number two, the Mishnah, Rishlaki Shamar, Chasma Sheninu. The Mishnah is talking about the Chasima. And the Chasima is the main part that has to be after it's attached. And Vermeri, and it goes like a Meredama, Eid Chasima Karti. Where the Eid Chasima is what makes the get, Eid Chasima. And that's where we need the Shema, and that's where we need to be detached. So it says that only by the signature of the Eidim. Bachamar, and here's the Mishnah. In Kaisman Tayre, if you don't write, forget about the Taifis, you could write. You don't write the Tayre, the specifics, Shame Ish. V'isha, Iroi, V'ira, name of the cities, name of the husband and wife, you don't write that when it's still attached. Why? Really, you can. It's not a problem, as long as it's detached from the signatures. But there are banamu geizer, the chatchila, you don't write when it's the tayrif when it's attached. Gezeira, shem yachta, maybe you'll sign it when it's still attached. And that would be problematic. However, since it's only a gezeira, so kasva, the tayrif, the second day of the mission was, if you wrote the tayrif while it's still attached, tolshay, but then you detached it, chasma, benasla, and signed it. With Edom, and they gave it to the wife, kasher, it'll be kasher. Okay. So the Gemara essentially is explaining the Mishnah both according to Rav Eliezer or according to Rav Meir. And we're saying the first line of the Mishnah is talk really ultimately getting back to Teretz, which some of the Rishonim were jumping onto, but we're making it about a separate element. We're not talking about the writing of the get itself from Mechubar. That whatever makes the get kasher, that's not going to be puzzle. If it's the ksiva according to Rabbi Eliezer, or the chasim according to Meir, if that's a mechubar, the taka is puzzle, even with the Eved. We're saying that there was a gezeira not to do one step before that. So if you hold it's the teref that makes the kasher, you can't do the teifas, the chatchila, while it's attached, but with the Eved, if you did, it's okay. And if it's the chasim's edim makes the get kasher, so you can't do the chasim's edim, of course, while it's still attached, and the chatchila you shouldn't even write the tayrif while it's still attached. But if you did the tayrif alone and then detached it, that would be kosher. Fine, says the Gemara. Kasvay al cheres shel atzadakif. What if a get was written on the cheres, on the earthenware pottery, on the pot itself of atzadakif? Atzadakif is a flower pot that a plant that the bottom has a hole in it. So the bottom of the plant has a hole in it, so it's considered to be nourishing from the ground, even though it's not directly on the ground, it's considered to be nourishing from the ground. So what if the husband wrote a get on the cheres, on the earthenware of the flower pot itself, on the flower pot itself, he wrote the get? Kasher. The get's kasher. You know why? The shakalei v'yavleni lei. Because he could just take the entire flower pot and give it to. Al-Ola, now, the idea being, even if you learn that the plant itself, because there's a hole in the pot, is considered attached to the ground, the pot is not part of the ground, the pot is the flower pot. He just handed the flower pot, and that's fine. Okay. Al-Ola shel atzis nakev. What if he writes the get on the leaf of the atzis nakev? He writes the get on the leaf of the plant that's in this flower pot with the hole, this planter with the hole in it. Then we have machlekes. Abaye makasher, Rabbi pasul. Abaye says such a get is still kasher. Rabbi says no. In this case, it's pasul. Abaye makasher, top of chafes ben aleph, the shakalei v'yavlei nilei. Because Abaye says it's practical. It's the psul of mechubal karka is when it's physically actual mechubar and it requires a ktitza. The fact that this plant has a halachic status that it nourishes from the ground doesn't mean it's mamish mechubal karka. Is it missing ktitza now or not? It's not. You could just hand it the whole flower pot, including the leaf, which has to get written on it, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Rav Amar Pasul, gzeira shem yikdam. And even Rav, that says Pasul, says it's a gzeira. He may pluck off the leaf to give it to her, and that would be considered mechus ktitza. So it's very interesting. Even Rav is agreeing that we wouldn't call this mechubal karka in the sense that it's a problem for, even if we hold it, it's connected to the ground, in terms of, we'll see, going on to this Amid, about whether it's considered nourishing from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Chiv, Trumas, Maisas, we'll see that we consider Atz Nakiv as a hole in it, we consider it as if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, nourishing from the ground. But it's not considered Mechubar to have this psil of ktitza, of having to cut the get before you give it. It doesn't have the psil. Navas, Rav says pasul, it's a gzeira. You may decide to cut the leaf before you give it. That's a problem. So Rav says pasul, it's gzeira. Abaye is not worried about the gzeira, but they both agree that a leaf in the flower pot, in the planter, is okay for a get maker. Then because the husband can just hand the flower pot to the wife. Now go back to Rashi, on the bottom of Chaf Alpha Meis. Rashi explains that the last splash of the page, that when you have the get written on the earthenware pot itself, it's everyone agrees with me that it's kosher, because you could just deshakalei. He could just hand her the flower pot, says Rashi. Deshakalei lekule atzitz. He takes the entire atzitz and gives it to her. Venka mechusak tzitza. There's no concern of mechusak tzitza. Ah, yes, Rashi kasha. That's if he gives the whole flower pot. But if the get's written on a section of the flower pot, maybe he's going to break the flower pot, give her the portion that has the get written, and keep the rest for himself, in which case it is mechusak tzitza, because he has to break the flower pot. Says Rashi, vein lachush, we're not concerned, Shemi Yishaber, last word lines of Rashi on the page of Chafal Beis, we're not concerned that maybe he's going to break Yishaber Cheres, v'itin la hachaticha, he's going to break the Cheres to give her the piece that has to get in it, v'avle ktitza, in which case it would be ktitza, because it's not normal for a person to destroy, to waste the flower pot. By breaking it to give her the piece, even if he wants to keep the other shards, the rest of it, he's destroying a perfectly good flower pot. Very uncommon, not usual for a fellow to do that, and therefore we're not concerned that maybe he's going to break the flower pot, and therefore when he just gives her the flower pot, it's good get. So the first one, Medayik, the Ran is Medayik and Rashi, that it sounds like if the Baal would plan to break the flower pot, even though it wasn't necessary, he could simply give her the whole flower pot, but if he planned to break it, then it would be mechusak tzitza. It would be a problem mechusak tzitza. So the point is that we don't say mechusak tzitza only when you have to detach it in order to give it. That's when it's mechusak tzitza. But when you don't have to detach it, when you have a choice whether to detach it or not, right? So like in our case, by the flower pot, you can give her the whole flower pot, or you could break the flower pot. So I could have heard a svara that even if he chooses to break it, since he could have given it to her intact the way it is, that's not called mechusak tzitza. It's not missing tzitza. He's choosing to break it. So what? But it's not called mechusak tzitza. It wouldn't be an issue. But it's clear from Rashi that even though you don't have to break it, if the fact that you would choose to break it, that would be enough. That would be reason enough to say that it's mechusak tzitza. How would it be possible? And this is very relevant to a Taisfas, which we spoke on the night share. We didn't speak on the morning share yesterday. That the Taisfas, Tiver Masli Yatzah Zeh, Shemechusak Siva Ksitza, the Taisfas earlier on the daf, on the top of the Amid, where it discusses over there that the reason why by Keren Shalpara, the horn of a cow, that the Mishnah says, you give the cow to the Isha, and it's a good get. And the Mar asks, why give the whole cow? Just cut off the horn and give her the horn where the get's written. And the Mar answers, that's no good, because it'll be mechusak tzitza. It's missing tzitza. So Tzitz over there right away points out, for Rabbi Shmuel, that this din of mechusak tzitza is only a problem by l'chaim, and only of live animals, or only by something which is mechubar mamish to the karka, mechubar to the ground. Only mechubar to the ground, or by balachayim is it a problem. But base anything else wouldn't be a problem. But that type brings from the re, every time, a case where it's not mechubar the karka, it's not balachayim, and still it's a problem. And what's that case? If he has a big parchment, and the get only takes up, let's say get takes up 12 lines. 12 lines takes up 20% of the parchment. And he has a whole other 80% left that's blank. So before he gives the isha, he's going to cut off the rest of that parchment because it's very useful parchment. He's going to cut it off. Says Taisa, says the Reed, Taisa means the Reed for a period of time, that would be called Mechusak Tzitza. Since he's not going to ultimately give her the entire parchment, he's going to cut off the bottom of it, and it was still attached after the get was written up and signed, that would be called Mechusak Tzitza because he's Mechusak cutting it off. So if you hold that Tzitza is a problem, even if it's not Balachayim, even if it's not attached to the ground, so Mechusak Tzitza would indeed be a problem here. But you still have the same Taina that we just discussed in this Diyak that Ran makes in Rashi, that over here, he could technically give her the entire parchment with the extras. He could give her the get with the extra parchment. He could give it to her. You don't need the ktitza in order to give it to her. It's just something he's choosing to do. And yet the fact that he's choosing to do the ktitza, that would be called mechusik ktitza, make a puzzle, just like we're saying over here in the bottom Rashi. What's the problem, the stira, that the Ram brings from Rashi is, let's go back to Rashi now, on top of the Amid, on Chafez Ben Al. The Gemara says that if a person gives the right to get on the leaf of a flower, of something in this flower pot, in this planter, and he gives her, and he gets his wife, it's kosher. Abaye says, because he can give her the entire planter. And Rav says, no, with Geyser, it's no good, because with Geyser, he may cut the leaf off from the planter and give it to her. Says the top Rashi, top line of the page, second Rashi of the page, Shem Yekhtayim Ha'Allah, maybe he'll cut off the leaf, Favik Tzitza Menem Echubber. Rashi stresses that he's going to cut off the leaf, and that's going to be a case of a Tzitza Menem Echubber. Rashi, earlier, on the bottom of Chafal of Beis, had said very clearly that breaking the flower pot, if that was his intent, it would be a problem. But breaking the flower pot is not Mechubber Lekarka. Rashi was a makbin on Mechubber Lekarka. Rashi held, like Taisus, like the real, like Rebbeinu Tam, that any ktitzi you do, whether it's Mechubber Lekarka or not, any ktitzi you do, and whether it's necessary or not, such a ktitzi would possibly get. Here Rashi seems to be saying that when you break a leaf of the tree, it's a problem. Because, why? Because if you would do that, it would be ktitzi no Mechubber. Rashi, from one line to the next, seems to be, in one place, makbid, that it's only a concern when it's ktitzi no Mechubber. That's Rashi on Chavez Ben Aleph. And Rashi Chavez Ben Aleph seems to say that it would be a problem by breaking the flower pot if that was his intent to break it, even if it's not. The flower pot itself is not Mechubber Lekarka. Maybe the contents are, but the pot itself certainly is not. And over there, Rashi seems to say it would still be a problem, even though it's not Mechubber Lekarka. Ron leaves as a stira in Rashi. Okay, slightly more further. A couple more dinim, legabe, these utzits that have a hole in it, these flower pots with a hole. I keep calling it flower pot, it just means planters, it's plants, it's not Africa flowers. Utzit sha'achad. Let's say you have the plant belongs to, the pot itself belongs to one person, who's Ram Shlacher, and the seeds or the small pears inside it belong in the pot, belong to another person. Machar bal utzit labal zrayim. If the one who owns the pot is selling his portion to the one who owns the seeds, kivish mashakana, the kinyan can be done idea mashicha. Now mashicha is a kinyan you do on things that are metaltalin. We're saying the pot itself has dinam metaltalin, and therefore mashicha of the pot works for the owner of the contents of the dirt with the whatever pears are growing from it. The owner of the dirt with the pears can be kind of the pot idea mashicha. Machar baal zroyim. What if the baal zroyim, the one who owns the vegetation, what if he is selling his vegetation, the Baal Atzitz, to the owner of the pot? Like, it's not good enough to Mashiach there, because the Zeroyim itself is like karka, and it's nourishing from the ground. There's a hole in the flower pot, it nourishes the ground. It's like karka. Karka, you can't do Mashiach on karka. Even though this karka, so to speak, you can move, you can't really be cutting karka Mashiach. You have to do an act of chazaka, an act of demonstrating bailus on the seeds, on the Zeroyim itself. Atzitz Zeroyim Shalecha. What if both the flower pot, the pot, and the seeds that are growing inside it, the earth inside it, shalacha belongs to one person, and he's selling the whole package to another person. Says the Gemara, hichzik b'zroyim kana atzitz. If he is machzik in the zroyim, which is like the karka, he's doing a chazaka, he's kind of also the flower pot. Why? Because this is the famous kinyan called kinyan agav. When I have metalklin and I have karka, I can be kind of the karka and be kind of the metalklin agav the karka. Right? In English, the words they use by dint of the karka, I could be kind of the metalton. So here too, I'm going to be kind of the fellow who's been kind of the pot, ayyadeh, the karka inside, which he's been kind of a chazaka. Says the Gemara, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, Kedusha, Chavav, Nechasm Shein Lamachrayas, Nikdim Nechasm Shein Lamachrayas, Bekesh Shein Chazaka. Nechasm Shein Lamachrayas, namely, movable items, they could be nikdim, they could be kind of together with the Nechasm Shein Lamachrayas, with the like real estate, with the property, which you being kai, you can be kind of the property, the kesef shtar chazaka. The property being kind of with kesef shtar chazaka. And agav, if you can kind of the property, you can kind of the metaltalin. However, the flip side, if he's, again, the same owner owns both the atzitz and the zroim, and he's selling both, hichzik b'atzitz, if the purchaser is machzik as a chazaka on the atzitz, then he's not kind of anything. Why? Because a chazaka on atzitz is not a kinyan. A chazaka on metaltalin is not a kinyan. Metaltalin needs mashicha. If he does chazaka on the atzitz, he's not even kind of the atzitz, ashach mizraim, until he does the act of chazaka on the drum itself. Doing the act of chazaka on the metaltalin help, it only helps if the act of chazaka is on the, is, if the act of chazaka is on the, karka, which is the contents of the flower pot, the earth, and the zraim. Now, on this Gemara, the Ran asks, going back to the top of the Amud, on Abaye, the Ran asks, besides for the Siyur Rashi, Ran asks another Ara. That in In the case where you have this flower pot with the hole, this pattern with the hole, with the plant inside it, and you wrote the get on the leaves, Abai is saying it's a kosher get, and even Rav is only saying it's possible midrabanan, because you may come to cut the leaf. But with the raisa, clearly it's kosher. The halacha is that when a person, let's say on Shabbos, right? The halacha is that on Shabbos, if a person would lift the pot up and move it around, that would be considered detaching it. So if Lagavi Hilcha Shabbos is considered detaching it, then furthermore, we're saying, like in our Gemara we just explained, that in order to be make kinyanim on these, on the contents of the pot, you need to do chazaka. It's considered like karka. So if it's considered like karka, Lagavi chazak, Lagavi kinyanim, it's considered like karka, Lagavi Shabbos, so why Lagavi get, do Abaya and Rava both agree that that's not called mechusa ktsitsa? By lifting up the whole pot and giving it to the isha, that itself is the ktsitsa. So why is that not called mechusa ktsitsa as I affect the Ran? We kind of touched it before, but the Ran brings up the question a little more clear, that we're saying that it has a din of karka legabe kinyanim legabe chazaka. We're saying it's din of karka legabe Shabbos. And yet legabe the get, we're not calling it mechusa ktsitsa by just giving her the entire plant. And even according to Rava, that has no good, it was only no good because he may detach the leaf. But if it was, you know, if we were clear and not concerned about him detaching the leaf, handing over this pot with the get written on one of the leaves would be kosher. Question asked the Ran is why? Why is that called mechusa ktsitsa? Answers the Ran that again, that mechusa ktsitsa is only when you're doing an actual act of cutting. Meaning, even if we say that legabe kinyanim, you do chazaka kutz karka, legabe Shabbos, it would be called tailish, to an extent, be called detaching. But that's halachic tailish. It's not an act of Talish, a fundamental difference. It's a halachic Talish, but it's not an act of Talish. The Pasuk says, V'kasav v'nasav, by get. You write the get and give it to her. And we say, it can't be mechusar, a third act in between, namely, V'kasav v'katzatz v'nasav. It can't be missing v'katzatz. If the ktsitsa happens automatically, there's no separate act. My v'nasav includes a ktsitsa, but there's no separate act of v'katzatz, says the Ran, that would not be a chasaran of ktsitsa. So even though it's a technical halachic ktsitsa, by moving this perforated flower pot or this perforated planter away to a different location, or giving it, moving from where it is to give it to the wife, it's considered a halachic ktsitsa, halachic klisha. It would not be considered a chesaron of ktsitsa mitzad gittin, because the whole drasha was you can't do an act of a kasav separated with an act of ktsitsa and with an act of nesina. Well, the act of nesina ktsitsa is one and the same. He has to give it to her. Giving the ktsitsa, giving it to her is automatically ktsitsa, but it's not a separate act, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. Azoi emphit the Ran. Okay. Says the Gemara further.
I'll prove it.
Gemara further. Nikve Baretz. What if you have a planter who has a hole in it and it's located in Eretz Yisrael? V'neifai. But interesting, it's obviously right by the border, and the branch that grows out of this planter grows into chutzlaretz. So you have an interesting case. You have the hole, we're not talking about at this point roots in Eretz Yisrael, you just have the hole of the planter, is over the airspace in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches that are growing out of it are going into chutzlaretz. Abai says you go based on the nakva where the hole is, and therefore would have a din of produce of Eretzrol, would have a dinner Trubus Maestros, an obligation of Trubus Maestros, would be considered Teva. Rav Amar, no, Basanei Fazini, go based on where the branch grows, and that's Chutzlaretz, and therefore, it would be exempt, in this case, from Trubus Maestros. Says the Gemara now, the Gemara qualifies. Bidi Ashrish, if the plant actually grew roots, meaning, let's say through the hole in this planter, roots grew out and actually touched down on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, says Gemara. In that case, b'dashrus kol malpligi, there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees it'll have a din of Trubus Maestros. It'll be considered growing from Eretz Yisrael. The roots are in Eretz Yisrael on the ground. It'll be a regular chiyuv. It'll be a din of tevel. Ki pligi b'zma chlokes by Rava, but lo yashrus, where the plant has not placed down roots into the ground. Literally, there's no roots coming out of the planter into the ground. That's where machlekes. Mara says, one second, not so fast. With the Ashish, Mara's asking this question, a couple of stabs at asking this question. With the Ashish, like, you tell me, in a case where there's roots in the ground, there's no machlekes, Fatanan, we learned in the Mishnah above Metzia, Shtei Gane Zua Gavzu. If you have two gardens, one above the other, now it doesn't mean literally one on top of that, they couldn't have that. You have two gardens, they're really side by side, but one is raised higher than the other. So you have two gardens, directly side by side from each other, and one of them is raised 2 feet higher, let's say, than the other. Now, in that wall, where the higher garden goes down to the lower garden, there's like a little bit of a wall. In that wall, you have produce growing out of the wall sideways. Now, if you think about it, the produce is growing, the earth it's growing from is the earth of the upper garden, right? It's growing out of that earth. But the airspace that's growing over is the airspace of the lower garden. Who has rights to that, those produce? Do you say the one whose airspace it's in, or the one where it's, the roots are growing from, namely the upper one? Or do you say, no, the one the airspace is in, the lower one? Says the Gemara Machlokes. It's a Mishnah in Bava Tzia Daf Kuf Yuches. Shei Ganes, Zul Gavzu, two gardens, one above the other. V'yak B'tayim, and the air is growing in from the wall in between them. Ramei Aymer Shel Elyon. Ramei says the vegetables belong to the owner of the upper garden. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Shel Tachlim belongs to the owner of the lower garden. Now, over there, clearly the roots is Ashresh into the upper garden. And you still have Rabbi Yehuda saying that belongs to the lower garden. So we see, even with the Ashresh, not so simple that you go based on the roots. Maybe you go based on the airspace that's growing in. So why are we saying that by us? Everyone agree if the pattern has roots going into the ground, you go based, you consider like Eretz Yisrael, and you don't go based on where the branches are growing. Not true. You see Rabbi Yehuda argue, says more, not so fast. Hasuk is the only time over there. The machlekes is for like the reasons explained. The machlekes are not there. Machlekes in lumdus in nourishment and in what's called in hilchus, what's called where it's growing from in terms of whether it's a chayav shuvus a maisus or the like. It's a simply mamnistic shaila. Do you have a right to keep your produce here? And if you don't, who has more bailus? Who's considered more of the cheshem mishpah bailus? Not a yeridah shayla, it's a cheshem mishpah shayla. Who has more of the bailus over these produce? The Mark explains. They each have their own taina. How's it going to be taina? Amar Meir, Mam Yotze Elyon, Litoel, Asafari. If the upper garden would want to lower the whole level and make his garden flat, the same level as the lower garden, he'd get rid of all that earth. And if he gets rid of that earth, it would include getting rid of the vegetation growing sideways from his earth. And therefore, since he has that bailus to do that, it's considered his bailus on the produce itself that grows out of the wall. Says Gemara, Mam Yotze Elyon, Litos Afari ain't kan Yerik. If you take away his offer, there wouldn't be Yerik here. So it must be belongs to him. Amar Buddha, Mam Yotze Tachton, Lamalis is Ginasa Afar. The low one can fill, he can bring in tons of earth and fill in his land and raise his level to the same level as the upper garden, and that would obviously choke out all of the vegetation that's growing from the side wall. So since he has the bailus to do that, he's called the bailus over the vegetation. So that's a machlokes in kanyarik. There would be no yarik here. So again, that's a machlokes chesh mishpah. Who's considered, who's taina, whose claim gives him a stronger bailus on that area, on the stuff that's growing out sideways from the wall. That's the machlokes there. Nothing to do with whether you go based on the nourishment, the roots. That's a separate, the halachic shayla of Shubas and Maestros is irrelevant to the chesh mishpah shayla. We have no raya from that Mishnah in Bava Tzia. The Gemara says, still, he told me if the roots take ground in Eretz Yisrael, it's Pasha Yichayev in Shubas and Maestros. Akati, Vedashish Lepligi. He told me where it took root in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that's Michayev in Shubas and Maestros. But how you look at the Raisa? If a tree that's partially in Eretz Yisrael, partially in Chutzlaretz, Tevel v'chum avram zebazeh. Let's say you have a tree that's partially in Eretz Yisrael, partially in Chutzlaretz. So it's mamish grows on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. We're saying you have Tevel and Chulin mixed together. It's considered Tevel and Chulin mixed together, and therefore he's got to treat it with the chumras of Tevel. But you have to be careful because you can't take it up to Chiv v'Chiv Aptur. You got to take it away we have to treat it in a way that you're chayshish for the fact that there is both truma and chulin here mixed together. That is divi Rebbe, it's Rebbe Shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel Hamer, no. Hagadah b'chiv chayev, hagadah b'tur pater. We say that which grows on the side of Eretz Yisrael is chayev. That which grows on the side of Chutz Laretz is going to be pater. Now what's that case? What do you mean that which grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayev, that which grows in Chutz Laretz is pater? My lav, what's the machlekes here? Mixes neifei baretz, mixes neifei b'chutz laretz. The case is where some of the branches are located in Eretz Yisrael, some of the branches are located in Chutz Laretz. We're saying that which grows in the branch of Eretz Yisrael is chayev, that which grows in the branch of Chutz Laretz is pater. And we're saying that the fact that the roots are wherever the roots are is irrelevant. We're not concerned about where the roots are. That's not part of the shaila. Even if all the roots were in Eretz Yisrael, still we're saying that it would be totally where the branches are. That must be the machlokes. Rebbe's saying it's moves zem zem. Saying it's not. Says the Mar, no. Light. We see that even with the ashrish there's a machlokes. Light. Mixed shrush and barts, mixed shrush and chutz laretz. The case kufa is where half the roots are in Eretz Yisrael and half the roots are in chutz laretz. The Mar says that's the case. So if half the roots are in Eretz Yisrael and half in chutz laretz, what will be pshat of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Half the roots are in Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying what the side of the tree in Eretz Yisrael nourishes from the side that has the root, from the roots that happen in Eretz Yisrael, and the tree gets split. The nourishment gets split right down the middle, and the roots that are in chutz laretz, they give nourishment to the part of the tree in chutz laretz. Does that really work? We might have the Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mar says yes. The mafsek tzuma, because we're talking about where there's a rock under the ground that separates the roots. The roots go over a rock, and it mamish makes a separation in the roots. Half the roots are in Yisrael, half the roots are chutz laretz on either side of this rock. And therefore we say that since the rock separates it, when it goes up the tree, taka, the side of the tree that's in Eretz Yisrael, is nourishing from the roots of Eretz Yisrael only. And the side of the tree that's in Chutz La'aretz is nourishing from the roots of Chutz La'aretz only. Says Gemara, taka, my time of the Rebbe. If there's really a rock separating the roots all the way up into the trunk of the tree, so what's Taka Shana Rebbe L'chara? You should consider it separate. Why is Rebbe saying it's tevel and chulu mixed together? Answers the Gemara, the Hadar Arvi, because this rock only goes up by the roots up to the trunk, but the trunk above the rock, it reconnects. Since the trunk reconnects and it continues, you have the whole tree going up to the branches where it's reconnected, it gets chazam murv, all the nourishment gets murv, zeh b'zeh, and therefore it's back to being chulin and tevel, murv zeh b'zeh. Says the Gemara, my plague was the machlekes, marsav avir mevalbel, marsav ahayel chadek avachadeh. Machlekes is whether the air mixes together or not. The air over here doesn't mean air. Refresh from explain, the air over here means the trunk. It just means that which is above the ground. That since the tree above the ground is reconnected, it gets connected again. Do we say that it's considered that it nourishes all one to the other because the tree is reconnected? Do we say that since at the ground level, by the roots and up to the ground level, there's a big rock there separating the two sides of the tree, it doesn't re-nourish side from side? That's the machlekes, but the Gemara deflects and says that it's certainly not. We thought by the Ashrish, we have a case where they argue, even with the Ashrish, with his roots, Gemara say no, had it been clear roots in Eretz Yisrael, could be everyone agree, Chayv Shuos and Maisos, there'd be no machlekes. Machlekes here is Gufa, where the roots are separated, and we're not sure if they're considered to be reconnecting the nourishment or not further up the tree. Okay. Says the Gemara, it's late. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Aimer. Amar, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't already get on something that was erased or on diftera because it's easily forgeable. Amar Bchira Barasi, Mishmed Ula, Gimel Ari is saying the three types of hide, which used for parchment, matzah, chifa, v'diftur. The Mark explains, matzah, kamashmai, matzah, like the name sounds like, v'lem aleich, you don't put salt in it, v'lem kamiach, you don't put flour on it, v'leofetz, and you don't use golnut, you treat it with the golnut juice. Some would be medayek that we see that you're not supposed to put salt in your matzah, because it says v'lem aleich, but the version jump all over that and say, what do you mean? It says v'lem aleich, kamiach, you don't treat it with flour. Certainly there's flour in the matzah. So matzah just means it's very bare in the ingredients of what you use in treating and making this parchment, but you can medayek what we use for our matzah from this, because it says no flour either. So no salt, no flour, no goma juice. L'mayach chazal itzah Shabbos, the halacha is about this type of matzah parchment is, anafkmina is filcha Shabbos, that what? For the shear of carrying. Kamashir, what is the shear of carrying this type of parchment on Shabbos? Ketanim shomar yudah, ketay lotzu mishkol ketana, enough of the parchment to cover the hide, the leather, to cover a small weight. The kama, how much is a small weight? I'm right. He rivet the rivet to Pumbedisa, a weight the size of a fourth, the smallest weight in Pumbedisa. Chefa, the next level of treating the hide, I should say, it's not really old parchment yet. This is the treating the hide still. Next level of treating the hide is the maliach, you salted it, abavlekamiach leofetz, you didn't treat it with the flour and the golnut juice. The maliach was alacha again, leitzah Shabbos. Nafkmin would be, the guy behitza on Shabbos, the kamashuri, that what's it's considered, what's the minimum chashva size for a hide that was treated with at least salt, not with the other ingredients? Kiznan. Or the shear of carrying it is to make a kameya. If this is the shear would be to make an amulet to make a kameya. Diftera is already a parchment to maliach. You salted it for kameya and you put flour in it. A blayoff. It's you didn't do the golnut treatment. That's why it's still somewhat forgeable. But you did the other treatments to make it more of a parchment. My elchus leitzah Shabbos again. Leitzah Shabbos the kamashuri. And what is the shear of leitzah Shabbos? Kidei lichtavav is again the shear of writing on it again. That will be has to be large enough to write again for it to be considered chashav for leitzah Shabbos. Chacham machshir and chacham in the mishnah or machshir these get written on diftera. Mach amud the chacham of Lazar. It's Amar Rabbi Lazar the Amira. That's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemu the Amira. Sorry. Rabbi Lazar Shmuel is the Tana. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas is the Amira. Rashi on that Lamin Aleph coming up in Nine Blad actually elaborates on this. You have Rabbi Lazar the Amira. Name of Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas explains the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Lazar is Amir Eidim Esir Kartis, the famous Rabbi Lazar we've been discussing, well, it's Eidim Esir Kartis. So we don't care if the star somewhat forgeably could erase something from the star, because the Eidim Esir know what it says. It says Gemara, Vamar Blazar, Blazar, again, the Amira qualifies and says, the Hichshur Blazar, the Tana, there's only Machshir al Alter, only immediately. You produce the get in court right away. The Edom saw the get being given over. They know what it said. Then it's kosher. But this get that could be forged, it could be erased, and it's ready 10 days later, like, it wouldn't be good. You know why? Maybe there's a sign that the woman forged, Rashi explains, and the Edom have forgotten. It's 10 days later. I don't remember all the details of the get, and we're scared they may have forgotten. Rabbi Echon argues, says, no. even from now till 10 days, even up to 10 days, the get, Shavu means 10 days, Dafkor means even if it's a long time, the get is kosher with Eid and Mesira, according to Blazer, even though it's a get that's written on Difter, which could have forgery. Demisa, the Avi Betrai, if you think that there was in a case where there's actually trying to get Mitkar Kiri, the Edom certainly will remember as part of the testimony of this guy's divorcing that woman, they'll see being given over and they'll remember any Tanayim that were listed in that Shtar, in the get. Farmer Blazer. Lehikshar Blazer El Begitin, this leniency of Blazer, that Difter is good, is only by Gitin. Avu Mishtar Shtaris, by other Shtaris, that lie you can't use this. Difter Dechsiv, Mishatam Lichheris, Man Yamdu Yamram. But it says you should put your Shtaris in the Lichheris in order that they should endure for many days. So something which is forgeable is not going to endure for many days because over time people forget what's written in it and it'll lead to problems. So since it's not able to last Yamarabim, it's not a good shtar for other stars, only for Gittin. Rabbi Yechamar, no, Philip Shtaris is good for other stars as well. Aye, Vachsev, what is it? The bus for my Yamarabim, Hasam, Eitz Teva Kamashar. Rabbi Yechamar will tell you that over there it was simply Eitz Teva, but it's not a ma'akid. One quick question that the first discuss, we have to go cook at the end over here. One quick question first discuss is that we said you have Tevel Chulin, Murav Zebezeh, according to Rebbe, by the tree, the first one bothered, the Lechira, we have a concept of Zebezeh Gerim is Pater. When you have two different causes of something, then it's not going to be Chayiv, it's going to be Pater. So if you have a cause of Chulin and a cause of Eretz Yisrael, of Tevel, both creating this mixture in the tree, and we should say Zebezer Garm should be putter. Why is Rebbe seem to be saying Zebezer Garm, and it's an issue of more of them Zebezer, it's mixed up, and you have issues with dealing with Tevel, it should be Gantz putter. So Shayesh explains that the power of Zebezer Garm putter is a power of Bittel. It's a power of Bittel. Over here, it's Yeshla Matirim. Over here, it's Yeshla Matirim. Why? Because you could take Trumas of Isis and be Matir the Tevel. Since it's called Yesh, that's called Yeshla Matirim, you wouldn't employ the power of Bittel of Erev. We'll have to maybe speak out quickly again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.